Nick and Jake. A nostalgic look back at those halcyon days of the McCarthy era. A journey through literature and history, starring Alan Arkin, Tom Conti, and Ally McGraw. Previously on Nick and Jake, Jake made a life-changing decision.
I've given the okay to hamburger.
Christine revealed that
all my life I've felt like a crepidula, mostly without the fornicata.
Extremist rioters in Tehran fought by police and army. Special to the Herald Tribune. Tehran, April 25. Policemen and soldiers said to be acting under orders from Premier Mohammad Mossadegh swung into action tonight against rioting communist partisans and nationalist extremists. The troops appeared to be in a frenzy as they smashed into the rioters with clubbed rifles and nightsticks and hurled tear gas bombs. According to sources inside the Mossadegh government, an unidentified representative of an American peace group had called on Premier Mossadegh earlier in the day for the purpose of discussing recent developments in Iran. No further information was available about the meeting.
Encrypted and Decoded, 425, from Alan Dulles to Irving Kristol. Kristol, what's going on in Iran? Mossadegh has taken the weapons out of the hands of his own followers. Dulles.
Army seizes helm. Royalists in Iran oust Mossadegh. Ex-premier and cabinet flee mobs. Special to the Herald Tribune. Tehran, April 26. In a swift and bloody coup, Iranians loyal to Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi today swept Premier Mohammad Mossadegh from power. 200 were estimated to have died in the fierce last-stand battle at Dr. Mossadegh's heavily fortified home. The army, which appeared solidly loyal to Dr. Mossadegh earlier in the week, turned on its top officers today. Dr. Mossadegh's chief of staff and other top officers fled long before the day was over. The troops and the police that took part in the overthrow were led by huge mobs shouting for the return of the Shah.
Shah, Queen Soraya, prepared to leave Paris. Special to the New York Journal American and the Hearst newspaper chain. By Dorothy Kilgallen. Shah Reza Pahlavi, resplendent in navy blue, bedecked with ribbons and gold epaulettes, looked every inch the king as he and the beauteous Queen Soraya, wearing a Christian Dior gown, a diamond-encrusted tiara, and a necklace of perfectly matching emeralds, greeted well-wishers tonight at Maxim's in a gala celebration of his return to the peacock throne. The evening's entertainment featured a song and dance number by the marvelous Maurice Chevalier, who, of course, was a hero of his own country's resistance in the last war. The handsome Shah and his queen leave for Tehran in the morning. Best of luck, Your Imperial Majesty.
/426/53 from Jake Barnes, Royal Hospital, Copenhagen, to Mademoiselle Christine Jorgensen, Kempinski Hotel, Berlin. Ecce homo, Jake.
Encrypted and Decoded, 426. From Alan Dulles to Robert Cohn. Cohn, no plans for coup in France. Elba is dead. Tell nephew to back off. Repeat, Elba dead. Back off. Dulles.
Encrypted and Decoded, 426, from Robert Cohn to Irving Kristol. Kristol, hey, what's with Ally? He getting cold feet? Robbie.
Encrypted and decoded 426 from Irving Kristol to Robert Cohn. Cohn, you idiot, this is serious. The coup in Iran very nearly backfired. We can't take any more chances. Kristol.
Encrypted and decoded 426 from Robert Cohn to Alan Dulles. Allie, don't worry about a thing. Robbie.
G. David Shine, Hotel George Sank, Paris, April 26. Christine, baby, I love Paris. I love, 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 love Paris. Daddy says it's decadent and full of reds and they all hate us over here, but I found some places where they think Americans are just the cat's pajamas. Have you ever been to a club called the Chez Meow Meow? I bet you have, you devil. And guess who took me there? Only Marie Chevalier. So, did you hear the news? Daddy made a citizen's arrest today. He's been acting all strange and sulky, and I thought maybe he was mad because I've been spending so much time with Maurice. But it turns out he was hatching this really ballsy whopper of a surprise. So, you know that guy Caraway who was at your table the other night at that stupid nightclub? You may not know it, but he was a witness in front of Senator McCarthy's committee. Well, it turns out he really is a red. It turns out he wrote a book a long time ago called Something or Other with Egg that the commies have put in every library we looked at in every American embassy in Europe. So, today, Daddy marched right up to this cafe where Caraway was sitting with his pal, the commie French writer Albert Camus, and he arrested him. Talk about gonads. Daddy may be a little guy, but he's got balls the size of coconuts. Well, it caused a ruckus, I can tell you. There must have been about 50 reporters and photographers, and they were all yelling stuff and popping flashbulbs and carrying on. Jerks. Daddy called over a frog policeman and demanded that he take these guys to jail. But the stupid cop didn't even speak English. Finally, Daddy must have got through to him because suddenly we were all headed down to the police station. That was when the gooey stuff started to hit the fan, if you know what I mean. These froggy policemen, they call them John Darns. It turns out they're all commies. No bull. They were shouting at Daddy in French, arrogant son of a bitches, and carrying on, and he told them he was going to call the Marines to come in and declare martial law, which he can do. And I told them that I was going to call Marie Chevalier, which I can do. But Daddy gave me such a look. And then they called the American Embassy and they sent down someone called the Charge Guy of Fairies who got Senator McCarthy on the phone in Washington. And finally, they let Caraway go under his own something or other. But all his books are being consecrated from the libraries and he has a subpoena. Anyway, I have to run. Maurice is picking me up later to take me to the Folies Bergères while Daddy is in a meeting at the embassy. I'm running out of money, so I lifted some from Daddy's wallet. Don't tell. Love and kisses, Davey.
Encrypted and decoded, 427. From Alan Dulles to Robert Cohn. What's your nephew doing? Has he gone crazy? Dulles. Encrypted and decoded, 427. From Alan Dulles to Nicholas Caraway. What are you guys up to? A citizen's arrest? Were you in on this? You're supposed to clear all plans with me before you put them into action. The French are going nuts. And how the hell is Cohn planning to declare martial law in France? Stand by for instructions. From here on, crucial to do exactly as I say. Dulles. Encrypted and decoded, 427. From Alan Dulles to Roy Cohn. Does this have anything to do with Elba? Operation canceled. Didn't you get memo? You're either insubordinate or insane. We never heard of you. Let me know if you need anything. Dulles.
Nick and Jake was written and directed by Tad Richards and Jonathan Richards, with music by Dave Grossen. Featured in the cast were Alan Arkin as Jake Barnes, Darren Dunbar as Davy Shine, Ambassador Joseph Wilson as Alan Dulles, Jonathan Richards as Robert Cohn, Catelyn Richards as Dorothy Kilgallen, Jack Caffrey as Irving Crystal, and Brian Madden with the news from Tehran. Tune in next time to hear Claire Booth Luce say,
"Mr. Carraway, of course I'm not working for the CIA.